is the Lady DJ. Stay tuned for all the hits right after this news break on VOA 1.
I'm Ira Millman reporting a Russian and Turkish-backed ceasefire in Syria. Syria has announced its forces will begin a nationwide ceasefire beginning at midnight Friday. As with previous halts in fighting, the deal applies to the Syrian military and the rebels opposing, but not to militant groups like Islamic State. Russia, which backs Syrian President Bashar al-Assad, and Turkey, which supports rebel groups, said they will guarantee the truce. VOA's Daniel Scharf in Moscow says not every organization involved in the battle in Syria has signed on to the agreement.
We know that opposition groups, at least reports, initial reports indicating that opposition groups have mostly agreed to join in with the ceasefire. It does not include, however, some of the militant groups such as Islamic State terrorist group and the group formerly known as the Al-Nusra Front. So there could still be some fighting continuing. Most likely there will be some fighting continuing, regardless of whether most opposition groups or even all of the moderate opposition groups agree to the ceasefire.
Moscow and Ankara have been engaged in intense negotiations over the past couple of weeks. Earlier this month, the two sides brokered an agreement for a ceasefire and evacuation of refugees from the rebel enclave in the Syrian city of Aleppo. Last week, the Turkish, Iranian, and Russian foreign ministers met in Moscow for talks on Syria. Ankara has suggested that the planned Syrian ceasefire does not take hold, the Syrian government and opposition groups would be present in a scheduled meeting to be held next month in the Kazakhstan's capital of Astana with Russia, Iran, and Turkey. This is VOA News.